Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs 19:24. Proverbs 19, verse 24. Proverbs 19:24. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Today, I want us to consider the attitude, the characteristic, the thoughts of the natural man. Now this is the natural man here, a slothful man. That lazy, a slacker is what that word means. Slothful. Now, he may not be too lazy when it comes to the things of this world. I know a lot of people that don't make any claim to believe the gospel of God's free grace. And they're not lazy. They're not lazy people. I mean, they're industrious people. But, as always the case, these scriptures are not talking about this world. They're talking about life from here on, eternity. All of the scriptures set forth the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. If I've just got my Bible up top, you may say something like this. Mine says up the top, moral virtues and their contrary vices. If this, I've said before, we've been going through the book of Proverbs verse by verse. And if all we see is just some good common sense advice, just something we can live for today, we missed it. I've entitled this message, Too Lazy to Eat. Too Lazy to Eat. Now, let me read you the literal of that verse right there. It's what it says. A lazy one puts his hand into a dish. Now, you see where it says, bosom. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom. The word, look it up. This is what it means. A dish. A bowl. Like food is what it's talking about. That's what, this is it. Here's the literal. A lazy one puts his hand in a dish and he will not return it to his mouth. A lazy man. A slothful man. Now, I want you to just think with me for just a second. If we actually observed somebody, and they were so lazy that they would not put their hand into a plate of food and bring the food to their mouth because of laziness. Now, if his arms are broken or give him the benefit of the doubt. But if it's because of laziness, he's so lazy, he won't put his hand in a bowl of food and lift it to his mouth. This is what you'd say. I have never in my life ever witnessed such foolish indolence, laziness. But let me ask you this. Is that not the way of the spiritual sluggard? A slothful man born in Adam. Lazy. Now, the only way I know this, the only way I can make a statement saying that a slothful, lazy man hides his hand into a dish and he's so lazy spiritually that he won't bring it to his mouth. He won't eat. The only way I know that is that the Word of God says it's that way. I could never come up with a thought like that. I, How would I ever think of that? But here's, according to the Scriptures, man born in Adam is spiritually lazy and will not eat a bread that sustains his soul. He won't do it. Now let me tell you what he will do. Here again, I'm going to prove this. Let me tell you what he will do. According to the Scriptures, he will eat of that bread that will satisfy the dead soul. Now let me tell you what I'm talking about so nobody has to wonder, what in the world is he talking about? It's the hearing of the gospel. The hearing of the gospel. A spiritual sluggard will not put his hand into the dish, the food of the bread of heaven, and lift it up and eat it. He won't do it. Let me tell you what he will do. I want you to hold your place. Turn back to Proverbs 4:14. I'm going to show you what he will do. Proverbs 4, verse 14 to 17. Now here's what he will do. And I can attest to this. I've told you, I came up under false religion, eating the bread of false religion. Now, knew nothing of the gospel, never heard the gospel until I was grown. I was grown, married, had kids, never heard the gospel before. But listen what a man will eat. Now, he will put his hand into this bowl and eat this. Proverbs 4:14. Enter not into the path of the wicked, nor go into the way of evil men. Now let me tell you what that's saying. So here again, so you can all understand with me. They're talking about listening to a false gospel. And I'm going to show you. Now listen to what you said and see if I'm not right. Enter not into the path, into the way, into the walk of the wicked, nor go into the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. Now, if the hearing of the gospel and the believing of the gospel is the eating of the bread of heaven himself, what would the opposite of that be? Eating the bread of wickedness. Hearing a false gospel. So I know this, that the slothful man, the sluggard, the spiritual sluggard, he will eat the bread that will satisfy a dead soul. Tell a man what he wants to hear. Tell him that he's got some little good in him and that everybody, you know, is got faith, and all you got to do is exercise it, and the Lord wants to, he's got a special plan for your life, and if, tell him all of that, and he'll just eat that up. I'll eat that. I'll say that's what the spiritual sluggard said, the lazy man. He'll eat the bread of man honoring religion. He'll eat that. Listen to this. Lord, have not we prophesied in thy name? I'm a preacher. I have preachers. I have people call me. And they'll call and they start off their conversation giving me their title, Chuck. It's about that long, you know. And it just makes me sick. That's what I want to do, you know. But I'll stand there and try to, for the sake of the name of this church, I'll try to be honestly. Try to be, but I'm telling you, they will eat the bread of man-honoring religion. We prophesied in thy name. In thy name we've cast out devils. In thy name we've done many wonderful works. They'll eat the bread of the praise of men and of outward morality. God, I'm glad I'm not like other men are. I fast. I tithe. I'm not like that publican right there. They'll eat that bread. They love to stand on the corners and have men come by and say, Rabbi, Rabbi. That's true, isn't it? I know it is. But he will not lift his hand by faith to eat of Christ. You know why? He's spiritually dead. And in that spiritual death, it's evidenced by he's not hungry for the bread of heaven. Don't tell me about God who's sovereign. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that God does as he will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants. Don't tell me that the Lord died just for his elect, even though God said it. Don't tell me that. A man will eat men's praises, his own glory, but he doesn't care for his soul. He's going to take hold of the Holy Scriptures. How many people are standing in pulpits today using the same Bible, just like this one? They've got the Bible in their hand. Same Bible that we're looking at this morning. That precious vessel of God's grace and mercy that sets forth truly the food of heaven, the bread of heaven, the spiritual manna himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. And they'll say, I believe this book from cover to cover. No, you don't. Not unless you believe the gospel of God's free grace, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Someone will say, well, that's just your opinion. No, I'm telling you. I'm quoting the Apostle Paul. Galatians 1:7. If we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel than that which we've preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now, I can tell you this. I wouldn't want to make a statement that bold unless God said it first. Then I'll repeat it. And repeat it assuredly. I'm telling you, a man that cares for his soul will hear what God has to say. Men may doubt, but I'll tell you this. They may want to put it off. They're lazy. Let me show you the absolute scriptural evidence of laziness. Acts 2. Turn with me. Acts 2:24. I've gone over this scripture right here time and time again since I started looking at this a few days ago, and I'm convinced this is the message of the hour right now. But I'm telling you, I want to be as plain as I possibly can. A man, a woman that hears the gospel of God's grace and says, you know what? I don't think that's for me right now, to be honest with you. The Scripture reveals him to be a slothful man. Lazy. Look at Acts 2:24-25. Scripture sets forth whenever the Apostle Paul... I said Acts 2, I meant Acts 24. I said, turn over, I'll just give you a second. Acts 24. I turned to 2 myself, listening to myself. Acts 24, verse 24-25. Here was Paul, the apostle, preaching before Felix. Acts 24:24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. That's what we're preaching this morning. Faith that's in Christ Jesus alone. And as he reasoned of righteousness, God's righteousness, temperance, judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time, and when I have a convenient season, I'll call for thee. I'll be honest with you, Paul, right now. I hear what you're saying, but I just don't have time. I just don't have time. Here's the problem with that. Men will hear that message, the message of God's sovereign grace. They don't have a desire for it. They have no heart for it. Let me ask you this. You that know the Lord, do you not and can you not admit before you knew the Lord? Now I can truthfully say I can relate to this. Did you ever find before the Lord calls you out of darkness that there was a time when the hearing of the gospel then You tolerated it. That's what you did. You tolerated it. I've got to be here. I've got to go. But I'm telling you, this basically is a drudgery to me. It's a drudgery that I can just endure for just a little while. You that know the Lord, was there not a time in your life when your heart had a dead, slothful attitude? Just lazy. Lazy. I can take it or leave it. Now that's the truth. Was there ever a time in your life when the secret closet of prayer, when you pray, go into your closet and shut the door and pray to your Father in heaven. Was there ever a time in your life when that secret closet was just not as important as something else? I just, right now, to be honest with you, I just don't have time. I just don't have time. Oh, I don't mind praying whenever I get a chance. Was there ever a time when you found yourself not burning within when the preacher proclaimed the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Scriptures and God was pleased by His Spirit to open up the Word to you and you heard? Was there ever a time when you just was just again, just had too much stuff to do? And here's the problem. Never realizing the consequences of such action. I want you to turn with me to Matthew 24. Matthew 24, 36. Matthew 24, 36. I know we're turning a lot. That's okay. Let's see what God has to say. Never realizing the consequences of leaving this world with that attitude. Now, the Lord's given us a heart this morning and we can say this, I know this. I'm so thankful that God didn't leave me in that state. But when I was in that state, I just didn't care. I just didn't care. Matthew 24:36. But of the day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angel in heaven, but the Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Today, as I've said before, this today might be the day of the Lord's coming for me. I've watched believers take their last breath and thankful that they were a believer. I've watched them die. And I'm thinking, do you know, 15 minutes ago, I'd never thought I'd have seen that. They were doing fine. I just didn't know. Here's a slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom in a dish and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Spiritual laziness is evidenced by an indifference to God's Word. Spiritual laziness. It's just indifferent. I just don't have time. I pray God have mercy on us. Not leave us in that state. That's like the wayside hearer. You know, the sower went to sow. You know, but somebody might say, yeah, but I'm not a wayside hearer because I'm still here. Yeah, but let me ask you this. Can we not all say, Lord, keep me? Lord, but for your grace, I'm going to be found to be a stony ground hearer, a thorny ground hearer. They went out from us, which evidenced that they were here at one time, or in a place where the gospel is preached. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For had they been of us, surely they would have remained. I'm telling you, God's people have got some confidence, but I'm telling you this, they're not cocky. They're not presumptuous. They're not so, you know, bent. There ain't no way in the world that you'd ever find me doing anything, walking away. You know what? But for the grace of God. But for the grace of God, I would have been gone. And I know just enough about my old man in me, as an old man in me, that just continually tells me, let's go. Let's just go. Let's leave. You know. I want you to turn with me to Luke 9. Luke chapter 9. Luke 9, 57. A man that's not a spiritual sluggard. He's concerned about a few things. I'm going to just show you three things very quickly and I'll be done. Luke 9, 57 to 62. Listen to the words of our Lord. Came to pass, Luke 9, 57. Came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Count on me. And the Lord said unto him, Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, he turned to somebody else. The Lord did. He said, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I'll follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at my home, at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. You know, can I just sum up those scriptures right quick? Count the cost. Count the cost. I'm going to follow the Lord. The Lord said, count the cost. I'm going to give you three things concerning this thing of not being a spiritual, slothful person. Of not. Let me tell you what one. This is just three things. The life of a believer. Now I'm going to tell you this from Scripture. And I'm telling you, I know this is so. Listen to what God has to say. The life of a believer. One who is not a spiritual sloth is one that the Spirit of God has given a new heart, that heart that commits all to Him. This is what I mean. I have entrusted my soul to the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, so you'll understand what I mean when I say that. It's so easy to listen to somebody say something and just kind of put it in your mind what you think they're saying. This is what I'm saying. Having absolutely nothing to add, I've committed all to Him. Not my walking down the aisle. I did that. I'm going to tell you something. I think I did that at least twice. Baptized, I think, three times. The reason I kept doing it, because I just couldn't remember if I was really sincere. I told you that the other day. I just couldn't remember. I don't need to know. Here's what it is. I have nothing to add. I did not add my faith. By faith, I believe that salvation is by the grace of God. Here's my hope. I have committed all to Him. Listen to Job. Though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him. If He kills me, but I will maintain mine own ways before Him. I'm going to trust the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:2. I know whom I have believed. I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. When Stephen was being stoned by the Jews, what did he say? Calling upon God. He said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. How am I going to get to where You are? Lord, if you don't perceive my spirit, I don't have any hope. This is a spiritual man. This is a man that's alive, who's not lazy. He's committed. He trusts nothing in himself. Secondly, the believer's life is one of diligence. Now listen, as to the evidence of his salvation. 2 Peter 1:10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Give diligence. A believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is not going to take his salvation lightly. But according to the Scriptures, he's prompt and he's earnest and he's continually making effort concerning his eternal state according to the Scriptures. Not looking to himself and thinking, well, I've done this, 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 and this. I'm telling you, I know better than that. But what does God has to say? Listen, turn with me to 1 Corinthians 9:26. 1 Corinthians 9:26. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says. 1 Corinthians 9:26. This is the Apostle Paul. He said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. He said, I'm not shadow boxing. I'm not going through the motion. I'm not going through these, you know, I'm not just, well, I'm going to show up for church. I'm going to bring my Bible, because that looked good. He said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Paul, what are you saying? Are you saying that you believe that you are an unbeliever or that you could lose your salvation? No. No. He said, I'm not saying that at all. I know whom I have believed. I'm persuaded. But I'm going to tell you something. Man, left to himself, persuades himself. But a believer is persuaded of God, and he's going to continually be taking this word and making his calling and election sure. What am I going to do? Let me ask you this. Listen to these questions. Making our calling and election sure. Am I a helpless sinner? As I said a few minutes ago, having no confidence in my flesh. Now, if you're sitting here resting in your profession or in your baptism or in your whatever, if you're resting in something that you do, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to a helpless sinner that's here by the grace of God. Christ Jesus came to this world to save sinners. Secondly, is my salvation by the grace of God or is it by my works? These all kind of just flow from one to the other. I know by the deeds of the law shall no man be justified. And thirdly, have I been called out of the darkness of tradition and ceremony and self-righteousness and the love of sin into the light of the knowledge of Christ? Let me sum up all three of these things. Does the Lord Jesus Christ get all the honor and all the glory and all the praise for my salvation? Paul said, I'm not shadowboxing here. I'm putting all, as Brother Scott said, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. Salvation is by the grace of God. And then lastly, the believer who desires to be found faithful to Christ is one that is not a spiritual sloth. He desires to be found faithful. The Lord said, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. They follow me. The Lord's people, who are they? There's those that are kept by the power of God through faith, ready be revealed in the last time. They follow the one that they love. They cast themselves upon the one that they love, and they believe the one who alone is all of their hope. And they follow Him with a concern for the consistency of their walk. Listen to this scripture. Wherefore I put thee, Paul was talking to Timothy, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Here's what he said, Timothy, fan the flame. Fan the flame. Stir up is what he said. Fan the flame of the gift of God. What had God given him? What gift? Well, He'd given the gift of faith. It's the gift of God. The gift of salvation. He said, stir that up. How do I do that? Don't tell me to do something, Marvin. Don't tell me how to do it. According to God's Word. Listen, stir the flame. Make much of hearing the gospel. Somebody say, well, I can't do anything. I heard Brother Henry say this. He said, you can hear the gospel. You can come see it. You can listen. Secondly, you can search the Scriptures. Find out if these things are so. And thirdly, you can seek the Lord in prayer and ask. He said, you have not because you ask not. And fourthly, you can be found praying for and fellowshipping with God's people. Yeah, yes you can. And you're not going to find any confidence, not a believer. You're not going to find any confidence in what you've done. But I'll tell you this, there's an evidence. Paul said, I'm not shadow boxing. Paul told Timothy, he said, Timothy, stir up. Stir up the gift of God. Hear the gospel. Hear the gospel of God's grace. Seek the Lord in prayer. Read His Word. Be with God's people. Pray for them. Paul said, I cease not to pray for you. Samuel said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in not praying for you. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. But the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is one who has been made hungry. Hungry for the bread himself. Thirsty for Christ, the fountain of living waters. The Lord said in closing, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. What do you mean, Marvin? I mean Jew, Gentile, bond, free, male, female. Who? Well, according to the Lord Jesus Christ's word, He said, all that the Father giveth me. Not just Jews only. The world. Not everyone in particular. The Lord said, I don't pray for all them. I pray not for the world. I pray for those you've given me out of the world. But I can tell you this. Everyone that the Father's given the Son, they're going to eat. They're going to come. He's going to save them. Oh, taste, the psalmist said in Psalm 34:8, and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him and not in me. And not in you. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake. Amen.